Hi, this is Tori. Welcome to the Shatter Silence podcast, a production of HeardBelievedLoved.com. I'm glad to be back after a couple of hectic weeks, and I'm excited to share something that's near to my heart. And that is one simple fact. I hate anxiety. I hate how it feels physically, making my chest tight, my breath shallow, my head foggy. I hate how it makes me hypercritical of myself as a person, a mom, a wife, a homemaker, a creative, and a Christian. I hate feeling crippled by self-doubt and fear as a panic attack rips through me, as though I'll never be enough, or whole, or happy, or good, as if I am broken and I will never be healed. The doctor tweaks my meds, and I find some relief, but the monsters roar ever louder in my head, calling me names, slandering my character, degrading my peace of mind. I take a nap while my kiddo naps because I'm too exhausted to function, and I feel a little bit better. But then I feel guilty because I wasn't productive enough. Laundry and dishes and trash, unvacuumed floors and bills and phone calls. It's overwhelming. I hate anxiety. I hate feeling like less of a person just because of this stupid condition. But more than that, I hate how much it robs me of joy and identity. I hate how it changes my perspective on myself and of God. In reality, nothing can change God. But anxiety can lie to you and tell you that He's not there, that He doesn't care, that you have to fix everything yourself because no one else will. Be still, I hear him whisper to me in the chaos. But what if, I start to question, afraid and grasping for control. Be still, he prompts again. And he meets me in my fear and darkness and shame. He finds me hiding in the bushes, covered in fig leaves, and makes me a handcrafted garment himself. He takes my sin and shame on his shoulders, gives me his burden instead, which is light and easy. I don't have all the answers, and I don't know what I'm doing most of the time. I am a broken, messy human being, trying to take care of myself and my family, and feeling like an utter failure a lot of the time. And I am grateful to be known and loved by the God of the universe, who sees past all my mental clutter and knows exactly who I am in my deepest parts. Even in my anxiety, He knows my heart. He meets me where I am. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you can join me again next week for another update. Please check out HeardBelievedLove.com for free downloadable resources, referrals to mental health support, and so much more. And if you're looking for community, please check out our Facebook group. Have an amazing week. Your mess is welcome here, friend.